So I'd like to invite us all, as we start, to just imagine that you're dreaming and awakening from your dream in the early morning, and without thinking, you suddenly hear the words of the Buddha, the Four Noble Truths. Suffering is universal, caused by craving and turning away. Everything is connected to everything else, not just connected, rather interpenetrating and creating. Everything is impermanent. There is no separate self or fixed identity. Imagine awakening each day, intending to practice the way, and that somehow as the wheel turns, the noble truth you need this day just comes to you and helps release your hindrances. You know, Jim was just talking about how we study the sutras, we listen to Dharma talks, we talk to a teacher. This is all part of our practice life, but we don't usually hear, the earth is Buddha. This planet Earth is the womb, birthing everything. And our interconnectedness is as literal as our breath. So here we are together in this place on planet Earth to let go of our self-identities and actually to wake up without the superiority of being human. To wake up without the superiority of being human, honoring animal bodies, trees, plant bodies, microorganisms, to directly engage this earth right here and receive the gifts that arise, to awaken our love for the earth. I want to say it again. Everything is born from the womb of the earth. From the darkness at the core of the earth is the cycle of birth and death. And death is really the compost for new life. So maybe you all know, and I had to look this up because I couldn't quite believe it, but this planet, Earth, is the only known planet where there's human life, where there's any life at all. That's kind of amazing. Just this planet Earth. And this world of the Earth that we live in, we are moving 67,000 miles per hour, rotating and revolving around the sun. It's the Earth itself that creates the gases that form the atmosphere, the air that we breathe that's necessary for life. The truth of the impermanence of all things is the core of the Earth's aliveness. Now, many of us have studied the Genjo Koan, and some of you may not have, but it's a special fascicle and teaching that we chant. And towards the end of this koan, it says, a fish swims in the ocean, and no matter how far it swims, there's no end to the water. A bird flies in the sky, and no matter how far it flies, there's no end to the air. If the bird leaves the air, it will die at once. If the fish leaves the water, it will die at once. And this is written by Dogen, who says, practice, enlightenment, and people are like this. So we could say, this planet Earth is the ocean we swim in, the sky we breathe, the water that circulates, the nutrients that grow seeds, the rain that falls. If not for the planet Earth, we would die. We cannot escape. We cannot use concepts to explain this, because we can't get outside this infinite Earth, this infinite life system This is our life. If we become attached to constructed knowledge, we will not find our way, our place in this mystery. We are not separate from it. We are inextricably part of it. As Dogen says, when you find your place where you are, practice occurs. So let's let our feet kiss the earth. Get out of our heads and wonder. Decenter the self. Listen to what the earth is saying. Because we are the earth. The earth is within us. All life is made of the same stuff. So I finally understand now that the silence and stillness that we meet in our zazen is ongoingly birthed at the core of the earth. This planet Earth is a gyroscope, pivoting from one pivotal axis, which enables the earth to turn and turn, moving around the sun while pivoting around its own axis at the same time. The earth, the center of the earth, is the infinite birth of stillness. All of life moves from the stillness and silence that lives underneath the mystery of life itself. So this stillness and silence we call Buddha activity is eternally generated, the inexhaustible function, by the earth itself. Thich Nhat Hanh says, Buddha nature is our shared being. So may we cultivate communing with this planet Earth. But what about the first noble truth? Suffering is universal. And I mean, many of you know that I suffered an accident where I fractured my vertebrae and my back. So I've been suffering with a lot of pain. I'm doing much better. But about 3 weeks ago, I went to Green Gulch Farm to participate in a 5-day sesshin. And I signed up in October, so I was like really wanting to go more than anything else. And so I went and I got up early. You know, a sesshin, for those of you who don't know, we start sitting at 5 in the morning. Zazen, Kinhin, Zazen. We do work practice. We have Orioki ritual meals. We do Soji, which is helping to clean the temple. We sit more Zazen, Kinhin, Zazen. More Orioki meals into the evening until 7 at night. It's a complex schedule and rigorous. But I was determined. I got up at 3:30 in the morning. I did all my back exercises so I could relax. And I went in there and I just, you know, tried to do it all. And by the evening, I literally, my back was screaming. I couldn't sit anymore. So I ran out of the zendo. And fortunately, Kiko was there. And I went up to her and I was crying and I said, I can't do it. I can't follow the schedule. My body just can't fit the forms. And she said, don't worry, Doralee, we'll figure something out. And I just felt such compassion, and I went back to my room, but the next morning, I got up, I couldn't go to the zendo, I sat in my bed, and started sitting zazen, and all of a sudden, this voice boomed up. Doralee, what do you need so you can stay? And I thought, oh, well, I thought I had to go home. And so I came up with 4 things that I needed, that I thought if I got these needs met, I could stay. So I went to the Eno with trepidation. I laid out my 4 things. And he said, Doralee, everything you've asked for is doable. And that's including not following the schedule. But what he said that really made the difference was, he said, Doralee, everything you're experiencing right now, everyone here will experience sometime in their life. It's about what it means to be human. And I've never experienced this kind of compassion before, this sort of deep level of complete honoring of my precious human life, where sickness and death and old age are part of it. So after this experience of compassion, I just started walking into nature and down into the farm and into the gardens, and everything was so vivid. You know, the bugs on the ground and the birds screeching and the little flowers blooming. And then I saw this little lizard stuck on the path, just sitting there. And I stepped back, and finally the little lizard started to walk into the grass. But I looked down and I said, oh, this lizard seems to be hurt. It's limping. And then it occurred to me, oh, animals suffer. Birds suffer. Plants suffer. Trees suffer. Every living being suffers. And this is how compassion arises. This is the base for our care for the world. Thich Nhat Hanh says, we suffer when Earth suffers. We suffer when anyone suffers, because that's when compassion arises, when we naturally care for the world, where we naturally want to love the earth. So here we are, bodhisattvas, students of the Dharma. We study and practice the Four Noble Truths. And these living truths are the life itself of the planet Earth. These truths make this world of life alive. It's built in. It's natural. It's already built in to our life on this planet Earth. So we're just being called to decenter the self, to let go of the I and go into the mystery.